The Cubs continue to close in on an NL Central title as they take on the Brewers at Miller Park. We'll pick things up in the fifth inning with Chicago down 3-2 and Ben Zobrist at the plate with two on.
Here it is. Zobrist, bouncer, back up the middle of base hit. And the Cubs are going to have the lead. Ben Zobrist. Hard hit ball right back through the box. Right back at Woodruff. And the pitch. Shaw knocks one to the gap in left center. This is trouble at the wall. It is off the wall. Travis Shaw with a double has tied the game.
And the pitch. Ball four. He walked in a run. The Cubs take a 5-4 lead. Pitch from Edwards. Low and in the dirt. Blocked by Contreras up to second. Sogard safe at second base. And they called him out. They said he came off the bag. Dana DeMuth, the crew chief, said Sogard came off the bag. And now Craig Counsell, like a beeline, out to chat with DeMuth. Javi Baez just absolutely swipe tagged and pushed Sogard off the base. I'm pretty sure the Brewers are going to challenge his play. And now Sogard, they better be able to challenge his play. Contreras fired to second base. Sogard beat it. He was on the base. And Addison Russell kept the tag on. Sogard's hand was on the bag and then at the last moment popped off. Addison Russell was the man who made the tag. And this is close. Dana DeMuth was right there. Sogard contending that his foot was still on the base and they're going to review it, as right they should. Sogard came bounding into second base. His hand got in there in plenty of time. And Addison Russell kept the tag applied. The only question is did the foot ever come off the bag? I'm not sure it ever did. 2-1 pitch. Hit in the air, shallow left. Zobrist is there, and the game is over.
5-4 Chicago is your final in 10. The Cubs have now won 9 of their last 10 games, and they have opened up a 5-game lead atop the NL Central. Friday's loss drops the Brewers into third place in the NL Central behind the Cubs and Cardinals, and Milwaukee also trails the Rockies by 2 games for the second National League wildcard slot. Here's the manager, Craig Counsell.
That's really the least of my concerns. I mean, we're going to come out and play hard. That's going to happen. You know, we've lost 3 tough games, and it's, you know, there's no way around that. It's tough losing late. Obviously, you always expend a lot when you lose late. And we just haven't been able to put that next, you know, pitch or play or hit together to overcome it. So, you know, we got to deal with that. That's what's happened. Tomorrow's a new day, and we'll come and try to get them.
With the replay on Sogie, is that an instance where you get burned with the initial call on the field being out?
Yeah, I mean, I thought there was a little, you know, we had this play the other day, I'm not sure when, a couple weeks ago, where there was a shove off the base. But if, you know, if that's not called right away, then there's no chance. And then, you know, the replay is, you know, I think he was, you know, there's pretty sure he was out on the replay, but there's no harm at that point.
Craig, how hard was it to send Corey back out for a second inning with his recent workload?
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly not ideal, I think, with who they had coming up. And he threw, I think, 9 pitches in the previous inning was really where the decision sat. I mean, certainly didn't go in expecting 2 innings. But the fact that he, you know, got through very clean and really easily through the first inning, and with who they had coming up, you know, you go for it. You know, there's risk in that, obviously, but it's, you know, it's the best chance to put a 0 and give us a chance to hit again. That's, you know, that's ultimately what you're thinking. I mean, we can wait till, you know, the next day and not know what the game's going to be like, or we can pitch him there and hope he puts, and, you know that he's our best guy to put up a 0.
Did he look like he was laboring at all to you that second day?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. I mean, he obviously, you know, Brian had a good at bat against him. He laid off some curveballs and laid off a 3-2 pitch. He had a nice at bat.
When you intentionally walk a guy to load the bases, you know then you've removed all margin.
Yeah.
For a walk, but I mean, you're just going for forces at every base in the plate.
Yeah, I mean, you're going with who the hitters are next, and I knew, I thought he could strike out Martin. And then if we get one out there, then we got a chance to get out of the inning quickly. I knew Listella's on the bench, and you knew he's a possibility. But you're taking it's first and third, nobody else. So there's a gamble either way. And you're either facing Zobrist or you're facing Listella with one out and the bases loaded.
Does the turnaround hurt you tomorrow, or were guys going to be out no matter late game or early? Hader and Knebel particularly.
Well, Josh, you know, two and a third innings, threw a bunch of pitches. Corey, I think I'd explain the situation with Corey. We don't know what tomorrow's game is going to look like. It's a tie game in the 10th. He's our best guy to get the outs. You know, you're rolling with him.
Craig, anybody that, wanted to see this series has been these two tremendous games, but when you lose them both, it's hard to appreciate. Your team's obviously fighting like crazy, but
yeah, I mean, look,
get the result.
Yeah, I mean, look, we all appreciate good baseball, and these have been two good baseball games. It's no fun losing them. It certainly stings, and it stings in this time of year and where we're at and what we're trying to do and what we've done so far. It's not over by it's not even close. So we've got 8 days left, 8 games left, and we have to look at it as opportunity.
Do you kind of look more to the wild card now, being 5.5 back with 8?
It doesn't. Whatever we look for, it doesn't matter what we look for. We got to win games. I mean, win games. Where it puts us, it puts us wherever that is.
A pretty quiet second half for your offense, was the second half of the game.
Yeah, their bullpen did a really nice job. I mean, they pitched well in the bullpen. It was a situation where we didn't get much going in those innings against the bullpen. I thought we had some decent at bats, just couldn't get anything going.
John Jay at bat, you think, sort of alter the course of the game? It seemed to kind of take.
Yeah, no, I mean, it was a great at bat. I give him a lot of credit. Anybody that fouls off that many pitches, you give him a lot of credit. An at bat like that, it takes a piece of the pitcher. There's no question.
You had Hader ready there, right? When you how close were you to going from Woodruff to Hader in that inning?
Yeah, he was getting there, yeah. I mean, it was certainly a consideration, yeah.
Win or lose, Josh keeps covering these middle innings for you in a kind of fantastic fashion. I mean, he just keeps doing
this. No, he's doing a heck of a job, man. He's become a, a weapon in the middle innings. And the trick is for us to keep him going there and try to use him in the best spots and the highest leverage spots and get multiple innings from him. That's the challenge that I'm trying to put him in those spots, and he keeps answering for sure.
Hey, Craig, it's pretty much a non-issue, but just out of curiosity, that pop-up bunt,
yeah,
that Shaw let drop, was that just miscommunication, or was there something working there?
No, I think Hayward didn't really run out of the box, so the thought was throw to second, and Travis ended up throwing to first. Yeah.
Just kind of a brain hiccup type thing there.
If the batter doesn't run, you think there's a chance at a double play. He got quick and threw the wrong base, yeah.
Brewers rookie starter Brandon Woodruff struggles in his no decision against Chicago. The righty goes 5 innings and allows 4 runs on 5 hits with 3 walks.
It's a blast. You try to give your team a chance to win, and that's my job. So I just try to go out there and focus on each pitch and at the end of the day, just give the team a chance to win.
How tough was that Jay at bat?
It was, you talking about the 15 pitcher?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was tough. I was throwing some good pitches. He was fighting them off, but I mean, that's a guy who's been around a long time and he's seen just about anything thrown at him. But that was tough, to give up a hit after that. But that's how it goes sometimes.
Is it hard to bounce back after losing a battle like that?
I think in terms of that, I just it's get right back in. It's, hey, let's get a ground ball, get a double play, and move on. That's, you know, that's my mindset, and that's what I was thinking. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't work out like that.
In defeat, Shaw's up to 97 RBIs for the year.
Last two games have been tough. I mean, they're defending world champions for a reason. They've been in these type of games for us going through it. A lot of first time right here, but at the same time, we've had numerous opportunities to win both of these two games, and we kind of let it slip away. But the only thing we can do now is come back tomorrow. We play winning baseball the rest of the way. We still have a chance.
Travis, they say games are a game of inches, but man, is that showing up. You know, that play at first, I was saying the play at second was so good. I mean, it's just these hairline plays.
Yeah, that's a tough call to make in that situation. At the same time, he's way safe. It's just unfortunate that the call goes that way, and it seems like everything's been going their way these last two games.
After your double, there just weren't many opportunities offensively, just what their relievers had going to kind of limit you guys offensively.
Yeah, they kind of shut it down after that. I mean, like you just said, there wasn't really any chance to drive people in. I missed an opportunity my second at bat to kind of put Lackey away, and he got out of that inning with no runs. And then besides that RBI double, we didn't really have much going on the rest of that game.
With the way things are in the division now, is, you know, wild card kind of looking like the best path?
I mean, common sense tells you, yeah. I mean, it's 5.5 versus 1.5 currently. So, common sense will tell you yes.
Milwaukee will try to snap a 3-game losing streak on Saturday when Brent Suter takes the mound.